Tributes from Elder L. Tom Perry's funeral, June 5, 2015, Salt Lake Tabernacle. My sister Linda Gay and I want to express our personal gratitude to Sister Barbara Perry for being the faithful companion to our father for over 39 years, and especially for the care she has given him over the past year. We acknowledge your great loss, Barbara, a loss magnified because your devotion to your husband was so complete. Every day of Elder Perry's life was glorious to him. He embraced a life that was always full speed ahead. He immersed himself so completely in everything he did that he forgot until very late in life that it was necessary to slow down. He lived his life to its fullest, a life of devotion to God, family, and country. Lee T. Perry, son. Elder Perry, by his nature, is one who always expected to see things move forward. He seemed to have very little patience if time was not productive. He always taught, encouraged, and inspired all of the general authorities that we could do more, we could do better, and we could move faster in blessing the lives of every member of the church. Elder Perry faced personal challenges, but through his unshakable optimism and his faith in God's eternal plan, he would often declare, "I have never had a bad day in my life." 3 days prior to his passing, Elder Dallin H. Oakes and I called on Elder and Sister Perry. As always, Elder Perry spoke of his love for members of the church and his great anxiety and concern for their spiritual well-being. He said, "Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. Everything depends on Him. We better find a way to stay close to Him, and if you can't, there's not much hope. That is what we need. We can build in the stakes of Zion a real strong love for the gospel." Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. L. Tom Perry was a big brother to all his juniors in the Quorum of the 12. Elder Perry made a tremendous impression on everyone he met. As one Catholic friend said, "His goodness was just transparent. He impressed you simply by being the great-souled man that he was." Another nationally prominent non-LDS leader wrote, "Elder Perry was an inspiration to me, for years ago, he visited my offices in New York. I was struck by the incredible vitality of this man. He was friendly, clear, and direct, very direct. I was inspired. I am sure that Elder Perry had this effect on thousands of people over the course of his life." Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Elder Perry was one who responded willingly to any assignment in whom we all had complete confidence. Blessed with an abiding faith, an optimistic attitude, and a charitable spirit, Tom exemplified the declaration of the Apostle Paul, "Be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity." 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Tom Perry combined an insightful mind with a faith-filled heart to work wonders with his words. His style was distinctly his own. He was endowed with a rich and resonant voice with which he proclaimed the Word of God at home and abroad all the days of his life. All who heard his voice and those who read his words could readily see that here was a fearless defender and testifier of truth. Along with his faith, commitment, and energy, Tom Perry was one of the most kind, considerate, and gracious men I've ever known. I declare to you, my brothers and sisters, that there was no chink in L. Tom Perry's armor. There was no guile in his soul. There was no flaw in his character. He loved the Lord with all his heart and soul, and served Him with all his might to the very end of his mortal life. Born in Logan, Utah, Tom answered his country's call when he served as a Marine during World War II. He had a most distinguished business career and served ably in every position in the church to which he was called. His service to the Lord's work has been exemplary and without flaw. His indomitable spirit has gone home to that God who gave him life. His record is known in heaven, and there will yield its treasure trove of good deeds and faithful service. Wherever I go in this beautiful world, a part of this cherished friend will always go with me. President Thomas S. Monson. Selected Teachings. Marriage and Family. We believe that strong traditional families are not only the basic units of a stable society, a stable economy, and a stable culture of values, but that they are also the basic units of eternity and of the kingdom and government of God. Why Marriage and Family Matter, Everywhere in the World, Ensign or Liahona, May 2015, page 41. Teaching in the Home. Teaching in the home is becoming increasingly important in today's world, where the influence of the adversary is so widespread, and he is attempting to erode and destroy the very foundation of our society, even the family. Parents must resolve that teaching in the home is a most sacred and important responsibility. Mothers Teaching Children in the Home, Ensign or Liahona, May 2010, page 30. Patriotism. As church members, we live under the banner of many different flags. How important it is that we understand our place and our position in the lands in which we live. We should be familiar with the history, heritage, and laws of the lands that govern us. In those countries that allow us the right to participate in the affairs of government, we should use our free agency and be actively engaged in supporting and defending the principles of truth, right, and freedom. A Meaningful Celebration, Ensign, November 1987, page 2. Obedience. In a world where the moral compass of society is faltering, the restored gospel of Jesus Christ never wavers, nor should its stakes and wards, its families, or its individual members. We must not pick and choose which commandments we think are important to keep, but acknowledge all of God's commandments. We must stand firm and steadfast, having perfect confidence in the Lord's consistency and perfect trust in His promises. Obedience to law is liberty, Ensign or Liahona, May 2013, page 88. The Restoration. Our message is unique. We declare to the world that the fullness of the gospel of Jesus Christ has been restored to the earth. We declare with boldness that the keys of the priesthood have been restored to man, with the power to seal on earth and in the heavens. The saving ordinances pronounced by the Lord as requirements for entering into eternal life with Him can now be performed with binding authority by those who worthily exercise the power of His holy priesthood. We declare to the world that this is the day referred to by biblical prophets as the latter days. It is the final time before the coming of Jesus Christ to rule and reign over the earth. The Message of the Restoration, Ensign or Liahona, May 2007, page 88. Simplicity. In our search to obtain relief from the stresses of life, may we earnestly seek ways to simplify our lives. May we comply with the inspired counsel and direction the Lord has given us in the great plan of happiness. May we be worthy to have the companionship of the Holy Ghost and follow the guidance of the Spirit as we navigate this mortal journey. Let Him do it with simplicity. Ensign or Liahona, November 2008, page 10. Testimony of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the centerpiece of the eternal plan of the Father, the Savior who was provided as a ransom for mankind. The Plan of Salvation, Ensign or Liahona, November 2006, page 71. End of the article, In Memoriam, Elder L. Tom Perry, A Builder of the Kingdom. Read by Dwayne Case and David Shaw.